The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me.
Oh, yeah, let's come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. If you are, you better be ready to drive a lot this weekend. This is the Chaunce Man. Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to all of our listeners throughout the United States. And, yes, I have to give credit to my European fan club, which still blows me away that there's people that listen to this program on the stream. And we're trying to get the stream going here in a few minutes, right? We got Hannah and Mario working aboard. And so it takes two of them to get me going in the morning, I guess, you know. So that's okay. They keep me honest. They keep me straight on here. And they make the show sound as good as it is every week. So I really thank them a lot. Hey, guess what? No, it's not hot outside. Thank you, but Jesus, honest to Pete, I am ready for some weather that I don't have to have 12 bottles of Propel with me so I can keep hydrated. And I'm excited about this. I mean, I want everybody to get out, take a walk, sit by a shoreline, just sit in your backyard, watch the birds fly through, do something cool today. I mean, it's going to be a great weekend for you to get out there and to be part of it. And that's going to be the important thing for you to do. It really is. I mean, you're going to see so many different things to do and have some fun with. If you got an hour and 50 minutes, if you live in the Chicagoland area, notice how I said an hour and 50 minutes. Yesterday, I took a ride down to the Illinois Deer and Beer Fest. What a name for a party. This was a deer hunting festival down in Normal, Bloomington at the International, what do they call it, the building. It's the International Exhibition Hall. And it's really simple to get to. You get Market Avenue, which is, I think, 167. You turn right. You go to the third right light, make a right, and you're looking at the building. And you go there, parking is $5. It's really easy, plenty of parking. You get in, enjoy the show. And when you walk in, there's like two buildings. So you walk through the first building, you go, there's a little quarter. You'll find it. And that takes you to a bigger building. I, as a deer hunter, I mean, I cannot tell you. I'm a turkey hunter, deer hunter, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I bought a turkey call, a little box call from a great little husband and wife team. Their booth was against the back wall. It really sounded cool. And they had some slate calls and copper calls that were made like a slate call. Oh, yeah, turkey, turkey, turkey. But the deer hunters, the archery, the clothing, there was so much for the archery hunters down there as well as kids. I counted 4 or 5 games the kids could play. There were some, this was just a fun show. Illinois Deer and Beer Fest. Don't wait. Get in your car. If you don't have anything planned, hour and 50 minutes down, enjoy, you know, the show. You could have a little lunch there or go in a Normal Bloomington. There's plenty of restaurants there. I stopped at Avanti's, yes. You know, a very inexpensive Italian restaurant in the middle of the Illinois state, and I had to bring some bread home and a gondola sandwich and pizza bread and all kinds of stuff. But it was really kind of a cool thing. So definitely check it out. But get out to fishing. Get out. And besides, if you're not going to go that way, come on up to Sitka. That's a clothing store in Vernon Hills. I will be there from 10 to 4. I've got some ESPN swag. Not a lot of it, but I got some ESPN swag to have some fun with. And let's have some fun and maybe, you know, talk about the great outdoors. That's once again in Vernon Hills, Sitka. Make sure you're there. And last but not least, before, because I'm getting the high sign that somebody's on the phone right now, I will be doing a in-person event at Darwin Furniture in middle of October. And there may be some really cool things happening there. We're going to keep you posted on that. So keep that middle, like, you know, I'm going to say the 10th of October, 11th of October is kind of open. Come on down and have some fun and let's talk the great outdoors. Well, I'm getting the high sign from the people that make this show work. That's Mario and Hannah. Dana's going, yeah. When your board ops are drinking monster drinks and energy drinks at 5 in the morning, it gets me a little worried, you know? But listen, hey, I tell you what, she's giving me the high sign and saying, hey, Captain Tony's on the line. Let's get him on. So let's hear what Captain Tony's doing.
I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
I'm sitting on the dock of the bay. Is that what you're doing, Tony?
Yes, sir. Good morning, Charles.
Morning, sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the fishies swim away.
Yeah, there you go. They're on, they're off. Hey, part of fishing, right?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, man, it's been a bizarre week with the wind and, you know, everything in the heat. Now it got too cool. It's going to get warm a little bit again. I mean, it's been bizarre.
Oh, yeah. You know, fishing's been really good. You know, before the wind, we were in shallow, you know, catch some nice kings, you know, all up and down the hill, the structure, no problem. Mm-hmm. You know, the wind came and it changed it all again. Now we're going back out a little deeper. I'm going to be actually dumping in at 150 feet today and keep going east till I find some fish.
Oh, okay. And, you know, is there a little bit, I mean, because I get reports from all around the lake and, you know, one harbor or, you know, one spot in Michigan is doing decent. The other one's doing poor. Another one's doing great. I mean, it's so difficult to call. And, you know, Indiana, I know, and that southern part of Lake Michigan got hammered, you know, on Wednesday and Thursday of this week with big waves and stuff. That just churns up the water, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's changed their fishing, even though, you know, I was talking to a couple guys down there. They're running like 12 miles out for fish, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, it is what it is. You got to go where the fish are. Yeah. The lake gets cheered up by all these waves. I think Wednesday, what was it? Thursday, it was like 8 to 10s out there heading towards Chicago. You know how that goes, you mm-hmm. know. Currents moving fish around, water getting warm again. You know, we were in cold water near shore during early part of the week, and now warmed all back up. So I'm definitely going to go look for a little colder water. But, you know, my morning, I might just dump in, you know, at the structure and work it for a little while and either turn it east or just run a few rods, nothing happening, pull in and run deep, you know. Mm-hmm. You got to be versatile out there. You know, it's getting near that time. They're coming in, they're staging. We did during the week take some beautiful twos, threes, and 4-year-olds, you know, and then it kicked up a little on us and made Mother Nature made us get off that big pond, you know. But otherwise, yeah, you find some fish, stick with it. Don't leave them too far. You know how that goes.
Yeah, don't leave. What's the Captain Tony line?
Don't leave fish. Never to find fish.
To find fish.
Because for some reason they shut off, you know, you might have to adjust your program, longer leaders, getting the you know, stuff deeper, depending where you're fishing. You know, like you said, good reports. I heard they were doing good at Waukegan, then they weren't doing good at Waukegan. We were mm-hmm. doing good, then they weren't doing good over Kenosha. You know, it's like, yeah, like you're saying, up and down the lakefront, it changes, you know, with the wind and the current. So wherever you're out of fishing, wherever you go out of fishing, I would check the local bait shops, talk to a couple people so you're not just trying a blank area of fishing, you know?
Yeah. Oh, exactly. I understand what you're saying. The other thing I wanted to ask is with the, I mean, we had some pretty large waves on Lake Michigan midweek. Does that do anything to the surface water temperature?
It depends which way it's blowing. It's coming out. It's coming out of east, northeast. So it's pushing warm water back towards us. and it's pushing cold water back towards the other side of the lake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's what happens, you know. If it goes out of the west by us and cranks towards Michigan, we get a lot of cold water back at us.
Mm, okay, because that's how it works. I just wasn't too sure, and I wanted to ask you that question because I know the steelhead can tolerate a little warmer water, but, you know, those big kings that you want to just pick up that pectoral fin and little spank them on the belly there, you know, they like it cold.
Yeah, you know, 52, 54, you know, they're going to come in to spawn sooner or later.
Yeah.
So you can target them, you know. Pretty soon, I would say by the first week of September, it should be over, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be doing lake trout, and I just put a new package up for deep water reef fishing for lake trout. Just basically running 12 miles one way, 12 miles back home, 8-hour trips. You know, I got new pricing on my website for them, so go check them out. And
okay.
Lake trout, that's the program. We got to run deep for them and far for them. So something new I'm trying this year.
Okay. And are you still running trips for anybody with 2 and 4 people?
Oh, yeah. I got weekdays left. I have very few weekends left, even going through September. But I got quite a few weekdays left. So if you're interested in getting out, just call me on my cell phone at area code 847-366-0741. And all my pricing is on my website, diamondghostcharters.com.
And what are we yelling, Diamond Ghost?
Get the rod.
Get the rod, get the rod, get the rod, get the rod. All right, my friend. Good talking to you.
All right, bye.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
Hey, sportsman. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is the one outdoor magazine that's all about helping you enjoy the outdoors for only $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters we fish close to home and those special waters that we want to travel to for that favorite fish, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it, including my article on local waters every month. You also learn from local and regional experts with a monthly marked lake maps, full access to the Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition, Insider Weekly Newsletter, and much more. So go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today. You can't go wrong.
Waterworks Marine is the largest London low dealer in the upper Midwest and has a special offer called the Ultimate Sale till September 15th with up to $6,000 off on select 24 and 25 model years of Lund boats that are in stock. That's a great savings. And $500 on 2026 select Lund model boats till September 2nd. All powered by a Mercury outboard motor. There is still plenty of boating time available for you, your family, and friends to enjoy a day on the water for great fishing, fall color rides, and special family time with that new Lund powered by that Mercury outboard at that low Waterworks price. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and ask for that Chauncey price.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, Fish on! And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, fish on!
This segment is being brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at area code 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, fish on!
It started out just like any other.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
That sucker almost pulled me in.
Monster Bass!
The drag of my reel was smoking.
Monster Bass!
Please don't break my line. The summer's coming up over my favorite little bay.
Little did I know. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, you know, yeah, I'm a little bit late because I like to get them on earlier, but I just had way too much stuff going on between the state fair and this and running up to Wisconsin and back and forth and some kid programs I was in. But on August 2nd and 3rd of this year, there was a fishing tournament called the South Shore Bass Open. This was a tournament that was going on in Indiana and Illinois waters of Lake Michigan and the tributaries. But this was a bass fishing tournament that just has grown every year. And this year I have the winners with me. I have Scott Christie and Tyler Christie. Hey, guys.
Hey, Chauncey. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. And that's right. You heard me. The last name is the same on both of them because we had a father and son dynamic duo. Is that right?
You could call it that, I guess. Sure.
Okay. We had the dynamic duo. Do you guys have your capes on and everything else?
Part of our uniform.
Part of your uniform. Well, Lake Michigan, you know, I was very much involved when the Bassmasters had their tournament here back in 2000. On Lake Michigan. And, you know, there's a lot of smallmouth. Yeah, there's a lot of largemouth. Yeah, there's a bunch of perch and Lakers and salmon. But Mother Nature can be very ugly out there.
Yes, she can.
And you guys didn't have I don't think you had the high waves that weekend, did you?
No, we did. I'd say day one was pretty brutal on us. It made it tough to run. This tournament, usually being in the summer like it is, we have usually a prevailing southwest wind, but it seems like the last 2 years we've gotten a little unlucky with that weather.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a couple days before the tournament, there was some 6 to 8 footers out on the lake. So it made that week, the first day of that weekend, Saturday in particular, a little tougher to run. But I mean, that affects the whole field. And there's obviously still fish out there to be caught, even when it's blowing.
So, okay, you got Scott and Tyler. They're fishing this tournament together, zipping around on Lake Michigan. In your first day of fishing, you got 13.88 pounds, according to my little note here. Okay?
And we're proud of those 13 pounds.
I would be dang proud of those 13 pounds on that lake.
like Tyler just said, it was still pretty nautical out there in the mornings and really confined guys to being able to, you know, we launch out of Hammond. So to get to places like the city, right, or elsewhere, there's a lot of good quality fish. That's a good 15-mile run to get down there. And, you know, in bass boats, while they're good in big water, that first day really, really hindered a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it does. And then, you know, you just count the sun and the wind and everything else. It's not making it easy. Now, on the first day, you guys came in what place?
I think we're sitting 14th after day one.
14th after day one. And Tyler, what was some of the, you know, did you start out with the mindset of, all right, this is what we're doing, Dad, and you know, dad said, no, we got to do this. And you said, no, dad, we got to do this. I mean, did you have one of those conversations?
No, not really. I mean, for the most part, we spend a lot of time out there, not just on our own, but together. So I think, you know, coming into this tournament, we had a pretty good game plan, and we were dead set on, you know, what we were going to do. There's a few moments on the boat where we maybe have a disagreement, but for the most part, I think we fish together pretty well. Our minds work together, mm-hmm. Especially with all the hours we have out there.
Yeah. Now, what did you start out with in the morning bait wise?
For the most part, I mean, it was a drop shot and a little swim bait and a jig. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of these fish are usually just relating to rock, or some are kind of on some of them sand drops. But obviously, like, you know, the big thing right now in fishing is live scope. And that's a big tool for us out there. So when you can get around fish and you see them using a drop shot, you can drop it right on their head and usually get them to bite.
Okay. And one, you know, you just said it, you're working rocks and drops and everything else. And I remember catching some really large perch, and perch love crayfish and stuff like that. And you always know when you got an old perch because their upper lip is smashed in, you know, because they've been pounding the rocks. And that's what these smallmouth will do. You know, if they smell something they want, they're going to pound that area to try to get that bait out. And if you've got a drop shot saying, over here, I'm over here, check me out, you know.
That's 100% fact. And that's what, like Ty said, the electronics really nowadays really help you dial that in.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot of goby eaters out there too. You get around certain rock and the goby are very prolific, and they are without a doubt enjoying a lunch on a goby every now and then.
Oh yeah. You know, it's the buffet table, you know. Yep. They got to go to the buffet table, and they want one from that plate, one from that plate, and one from that plate. Now, you just said something that I remember when the gobies first hit Lake Michigan, everybody was like, oh my God. I mean, you know, it's the death of the lake and stuff like, et cetera, et cetera. And I mean, I even had goby. Me and my buddies would have goby tournaments. We just, who can catch the most gobies in 20 minutes? And then whoever lost wound up having the stop by the soda at the end of the day. You know what I mean? And, you know,
well, if you need some goby spots, we can take care of you.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but I mean, really the smallmouth, and I think that's what has really made the smallmouth fishing so, so good in Lake Michigan, is just that, the gobies.
Without a doubt. I mean, if you just look at the bags that are weighed in over, say you took it over the last 10 years, right? Cause you know, smallmouth take a long time to grow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the spring bags, you know, for pre-spawn and the spawn bite, you know, it's 21 pounds, sometimes 22 pounds for five fish, or you're not even in the game. So without a doubt, that goby population is creating a very, very healthy smallmouth fishery for us down here.
Yeah. So, you know, you work this area, you go in the first day, you weigh in that very proud 13.88, five fish, and you're, as you said, 14th in line, Tyler. Now, the next day you go back out there, is the weather the same on the third?
You know, it was getting a little bit better. The morning of was still a little bit bumpy, but we knew it was going to be laying down throughout the day. And we kind of went into that second day with the game plan of, you know, we didn't get to hit all of our stuff day one. And we weren't going to go out there and die in 14th, knowing that we didn't run to something. So even if it was going to be a little rough on us in the morning, we were going to run wherever we had to.
Mm-hmm.
So we probably hit every single spot we have on our graph throughout that day. And, you know, as the waves kind of lightened up throughout the day, we got to run a little bit faster, some spots, a little bit different spots. And sure enough, on day two, pulled up on a spot we didn't get to hit day one. In a spot that, you know, we hadn't hit, really thought about it all day one, frankly. And we pulled up and they were loaded up, and it didn't take us but 25 minutes to probably put that 19 pounds of fish in the boat.
No.
It went down fast, Chauncey. I've told this story 10 times, but it's really funny. Like, mm-hmm. 100 times. We pulled up on that spot and Ty was driving, and he jumped up out of the seat and ran up front. Dropped the trolling motor in, and I was getting up and getting some stuff ready. And he looked down at the graph and he turns around and looks at me and he said, Scotty, it's about to get Western. And I walked up and looked at the graph and I said, oh boy, here we go.
That it's about to get Western, boys.
It did. It got Western.
Now, okay, you did that in 25 minutes. Let's say half an hour. You know, you did that a half an hour, but you got the rest of the day to fish.
Well, not really. This spot that we went to, because throughout the day we'd been working our way around and farther, a little farther from Hammond. And this spot was a pretty good distance from Hammond. And it was getting close. We were a first flight that second day, meaning we had to be back in by 2 o'clock.
Okay.
And it was 11:40 when we decided to go to this spot. So it was, we were getting close to running out of some time. When that went down that fast, we hadn't even weighed a fish. You know, typically you catch a fish, you weigh it, you tag it, you put it in the live well, so you know what it is and you can call your fish as you go on.
Right.
We did not even have that kind of time. I mean, as fast as I was getting him out of a net and flipping a bait back to him and putting one in a live well, he was hooked up again. And then I'd run up there and hook up and back at the live well. You know, it was pretty hectic. So we were really thinking to ourselves after that limit got in the boat, knowing we were in 14th going out, you know, we kind of said, looked at what was in there without even weighing anything. And I said, Tyler, that's 20 pounds of fish. Because I've had good bags out there in the spring. And I said, I've seen it before, and that's what it looks like. And we kind of both agreed. And then, you know, you always fish to win. But we've been doing this for a long time. Ty obviously fished in college. And, you know, I've been fishing for a long time. And tournament fishing is all about cashing a check, right?
Mm-hmm.
We kind of looked at that and said, that's a good bag of fish. We can probably cash a check on that. And we made a team decision that we weren't going to sit there and beat up on that spot, just, you know, and have to take a chance of having to run back as fast as we could, because it was still a little rough.
Yeah.
And take a chance on killing a fish. That's the last thing we wanted to do. So we locked it down and took a nice, easy ride back over to the marina and just took care of what we had, knowing it was a good bag, not knowing it was that good of a bag, but knowing it was a good bag.
Yeah. So, I mean, your second day, the 19.76 for five fish. Your big bass day two is a 4.37. Day one, it was 4.3. I guess you like that 4.3 stuff. And, you know, it's just like, well, I can't get any bigger than this one, boys. But this way, you know, you're doing that for a total weight of, you know, 33.64. I mean, did you have, when did you kind of say to look at each other and go, we may win?
Honestly, for me, it really wasn't until we put those fish down on the scale. Running back in, we were taking our time, and I hadn't really looked at a lot of those fish. Like my dad said, I mean, it happened so fast, moving fish in and out of the live well, like, didn't put a weight on them. I honestly thought we only had probably 17 pounds on the day. So when we got back to the dock and we started, you know, pulling some fish out and bagging them to get ready to weigh in, I was like, okay, this might be a little more, but I didn't want to get my hopes up on what we had. And sure enough, when we dropped down the scale and it was 19 pounds and what would have been the biggest bag of the tournament in total, obviously you start to think, well, maybe there's a shot at this. Now we weighed in early and there's a lot of hammers in that field, a lot of dudes that were above us after day one. So, I didn't want to get too excited knowing that we were leading, and I had to sit there and be anxious while I watched everybody else come up and drop their fish on the scales.
Yeah, that's because many years that I did the Bassmaster tournament scene, you could see these guys just, you know, the terror in their eyes, you know, watching what's getting weighed and back and forth. And, you know, there's I could write a lot of stories about what the comments that I was getting from what the guy sitting next to me. But, you know, here you're on this tournament. You're only like, I think, 6 or 7 pounds in the top 10 for the total weekend. You know, the first day it's only there's like a 4 pound difference in the top 10 and you're at 14.
Yep.
And then you go back on to say day two and you spank them little puppies, pick up that little pectoral fin and go boop, 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 put your right hand and spank them. And you came in at 19.76. I mean, I'm like, whoa, you know?
So for me, it was Cody Bertrand and his partner were in the lead. And Cody, we've known Cody for a long time, and Cody is he's a really good stick on that body of water. And we did not anticipate Cody not having five fish, and because maybe we should have, because we didn't have any fish till 11:40. You know, it just got tough.
Mm-hmm.
Cody weighed in about four bags behind us, and he only had four. But, you know, four fish on Lake Michigan, if they're the right four fish, can still be a big bag.
Yeah.
So we, when the leaderboard updated and we looked up and we were still above him, I thought, well, okay, maybe, but the guys in second are just as good as Cody. So
yeah.
I had somebody walk up to me, I don't remember who it was, and said, hey, just so you know, the guys in second only have three fish.
Mm-hmm.
So about that time, it started to sink in for me that, man, there might be a shot at this.
Yeah.
And Ty said, let's just go put the boat on the trailer and put it away and get away from it for a while.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I did. But, you know, as far as those weights go, and you brought it up earlier in the conversation, you know, Mother Nature, right? Mother Nature, first off, Dennis Bannock and the guys that run this tournament put on an amazing event for guys in Chicago. And it is growing. I mean, we're up to 47 boats. And I would see it grow even more probably next year.
Mm-hmm.
The payout, the biggest payouts you can get on the south, this side, this end of the lake, even including trails out throughout the suburbs. This is the biggest payout. Mm-hmm. The casino puts on an amazing job for us on Friday night before we all get to come in and
mm-hmm.
have the rules meeting and registration. And they have a happy hour for us, and they bring out food. They roll out the red carpet for us. And they do a great job. So does Hammond Marina. You know, they close off the marina for the day. It's just us that are allowed to launch in there. There's vendors, big TV display board. Pat Renwick from Straycast does a great job as the MC. It is incredibly well run. Mother Nature has put a little kibosh on how good this tournament could really be the last 2 years with the win a few days prior. Because mm-hmm. when you get wind on Lake Michigan, it scatters fish. And then it takes them a few days to get back to where we all found them. Because I'll tell you, if Dennis can ever get this tournament to go off in consistent weather for the week leading up to it, you're going to see weights on that board, Chauncey. I think that the top 10 might be within a pound and a half of each other.
Wow.
It's a tremendous fishery in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I talking with guys, you know, we were averaging probably 15 to 18 pounds in practice. Maybe high 17s on a day of practice, and a lot of other guys were too. So if we ever get good weather for this event, it is really going to be a shootout.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, you highly recommended it, and you're just what you just said for people to be part of this tournament. And if they want more information, if they just go to, you know, South Shore Bass online, they'll get more information about it, right?
Absolutely, they will. Yep, now, absolutely.
And is this the first tournament you've won in this group?
Yeah, last year we didn't fare so well in this one. We struggled. The win last year really shut us off.
Okay.
And we struggled, but hey, we did fish.
It's fishing, it ain't catching.
That's right. And, you know, well, here's, let me say one last thing on this event.
Sure.
The thing that I love about this event is if you're not a big lake guy and you fish Lake Cal, or you're good on the Cal Sag River, you can go there. You know, that those waters are inbounds. You don't have to fish the big lake. Mm-hmm. And that's what, I'll be honest with you, us big lake guys, that Lake Cal will scare us some days, because when our fish aren't on, a lot of times that lake's chewing, and there's some big bags can be caught in there. So it makes it very diverse, and it makes it a lot of fun, because you get a lot of guys who want to fish differently, and it's just a good time. It really is truly a good time.
Well, I'm going to make sure I'm there next year, because I just have to not go to Western Michigan that weekend.
No, you need to stay home for this one.
You know, so I got to make sure I'm there this year in 2026. And, you know, I want to congratulate you and Tyler. Great job you guys did. And I hope one of the sports shows that you come up to me and, you know, I'd love to shake your hand and talk to you and get a couple of pictures with you guys. Okay.
Absolutely, Chauncey. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Tyler, thanks for coming on.
Absolutely, Chauncey. I really do appreciate it.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine is the largest London load dealer in the upper Midwest and has a special offer called the Ultimate Sale till September 15th with up to $6,000 off on select 24 and 25 model years of Lund boats that are in stock. That's a great savings. And $500 on 2026 select Lund model boats till September 2nd. All powered by a Mercury outboard motor. There is still plenty of boating time available for you, your family, and friends to enjoy a day on the water for great fishing, fall color rides, and special family time with that new Lund powered by that Mercury outboard at that low waterworks price. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and ask for that Chauncey price.
Hey, this is Michael Waddell with Bone Collector. This August 22nd through 24th, I'm going to be at Deer and Beer Fest in Bloomington, Illinois. For all of you hunters looking for deals, this is the time and place to come find some good deals on all the gear that you can be looking for or need this fall. Crack a cold one with me and the boys and look at big bucks and talk deer hunting. I'm telling you, you will not find a better place to kick off this fall's deer season. Come get some deals, bring the family for some fun, and let's hang out at Illinois Deer and Beer Fest.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
Hello.
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 This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
One pike, two pike, three pike, four.
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more. My name is Chad Chawalski.
And I'm DJ Sweeney, and I got a little story about a slimy green meanie.
Some call it a water.
Hey, this is Captain Sig off the Deadliest Cats. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
If you ever grab a hold of one, your hands are going to smell.
Yeah, and careful where you hold them. They're ferocious as hell.
They got a mouth like a gator.
And the body like a hog.
They'll bend your rod over.
Like your snake down a log.
But that's the type of fishing
that we both like. I wanna catch a pike.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And I'm telling you, you know, there are certain things that just get my heart going. And this is a cool one. Last year, we talked to Jeremiah Blau. Jeremiah, what's your official title, by the way?
So my official title is the Health Stocking and Marketing Biologist for the Department of Natural Resources up here in Michigan.
Mm-hmm. And coming across my computer is this note of successful spring and summer stocking of 18.9 million fish and counting. You've been a little busy?
Been busy, yep. The trucks were flying out of the hatcheries this spring, and that continued into the summer where we worked on our cool water fish, our walleye and muskies. So it's been a good year for us.
Yeah. And I really have to, you know, people need to understand that you don't just, you know, in the hatchery, you know, hatch the fish, grow them to a certain size, throw them in the truck, and you drive to a lake and dump. You guys, and when I guys use guys, I mean the guys and girls that work for you, you look at a lake, you examine it, right? And you figure out what is the best thing for this lake, right?
Spot on. Yeah, we rely a lot on our management unit biologists that are located throughout the state, and they look at those lakes for possible unique species that will fit into their management plan. So a lot of our stocking events this spring were focused on cold water. So those are salmon and trout species. Mm-hmm. But then those individuals would write a prescription. And a prescription tells us the number of fish that they want in a specific water body. And then those are evaluated. Once we stock fish in that specific lake, they'll go back and look at those return rates in the fall or the following year. So it's, yeah, we definitely have a rotation of lakes that we stock. Some of those can be every year and some can be every other year, depending on what the managers want in that area. And then we want those lakes to be successful. So, but not all lakes need to be stocked. That's another good thing that people need to recommend. If we're not fishing, planting fish out in your backyard, that's okay. That means your lake is in a good condition, and we don't need to supplement any fish in that lake for angling.
And they find that out through, you know, shocking and netting, et cetera, right?
Correct. Yep.
This is what I'm sitting there going, oh my God, you know, it's, but you know, 18, where's the other note that I saw? 18,958,970 fish, and they counted them, folks.
right. Yeah, we have some short-term workers to do that duty for us. No, it's actually it's pretty easy for us. We do everything. We do by weight samples. So we'll take we'll weigh 1 kilogram of fish, and then we actually have to do count that. Mm-hmm. How many fish are in that kilogram? So when we're loading these big planning units, these specialized trucks that mm-hmm. get these fish out of our hatcheries into the state, we just load everything by kilograms. And then we keep good records. Each planting day has a stocking sheet. Each lake has a stocking sheet. And we can tell you specifically what goes in that lake, the number, the species, the time, and the date. And all the really cool thing about Michigan is we have an online stocking database now. And a lot of that information, you or I can just do a simple Google search, and it's on Michigan.gov. And it's actually called the Fish Stocking Database.
No kidding.
Yep.
I'm going to have to check this out.
Yeah, it's cool.
That I mean, because, yeah, I'm a geek for this stuff. But, I mean, it's just that this release that you sent out, you know, this is what it's not as simple, I think, that everybody thinks that, okay, you hatch and throw them in. I mean, you guys have driven over 91,000 miles all over the state to stock. And you're stocking ponds, bigger lakes, real big lakes. You're also stocking rivers. I mean, it goes on, right?
Yeah. Like, I've been fortunate. I started off my career as a fisheries technician at Marquette Hatchery, where we raise brook trout, lake trout, and splake. And to get those fish in the lakes that we need to get them in, I've been in helicopters. I've ran out in boats in the Great Lakes. And I've carried my fair share of 5-gallon buckets full of water and fish into the remote areas of the UP. So we try to do everything we can to get those fish in there, and a good opportunity for those anglers to create those fisheries for those individuals to catch those fish.
Yeah, because yes, you know, we harvest a lot of fish. I mean, yeah, we believe in catch and release, but I also like releasing in the grease. Okay,
sure. Yes, as I mean, do I.
I didn't get that size for not releasing in the grease, you know. But you know, it's just people don't realize, you know, like the specialties that, you know, water temperatures, when they're living in a certain runway that they're called at your holding tanks, you have to watch out so they don't start becoming cannibalistic. You got to feed them. And, you know, certain species only eat minnows, and the cost of minnows ain't cheap. Okay.
Correct. Yeah. And all of our fish food is reprocessed salmon from the West Coast. So, of course, with everything else, that price has gone up a little bit. And, mm-hmm. and you're right, with the walleye and the muskies, you know, everybody that ice fished this year, that hit your pocketbook pretty heavy when you're paying $20 for a dozen of golden shiners to go fishing. It kind of mm-hmm. makes you think of the target species you're going after for that day.
Yeah. And the muskies, I was thinking about you because I was watching a report on a Michigan muskie stocking and how you're really trying to keep a certain strain in a lake. You're not mixing the different strains of muskie because you want those muskies all to reproduce with their own strain so you don't have other problems with the species that's growing in that lake. I mean, it was just the most amazing thing. And I was like, I wonder if Jeremiah's in here. I kept looking on TV.
Sure. Yeah, muskies. muskies are really good. It's a really neat story. So we've collected those broodstock from the St. Clair and the Detroit River area, and we call those the Great Lakes muskies. And you're correct, that's a specific strain that we're looking to do. So we've been stocking two lakes in Michigan, Thornapple Lake and Hudson Lake, and hope to get that population number up, and then we can use those as a future broodstock source, or those parents that will actually go out and spawn and collect them. And we've been doing surrogate sampling for fish health for the last 2 years, and we're hoping to go get into Thornapple next year and see if we actually can collect some of those adult fish and do some egg takes. So that'll be a big success story for us here in Michigan.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, you know, you do brown trout stocking, you do it's Chinook salmon, I know, Skamania stocking, you do coho stocking, Atlantic salmon stocking. And I'll never forget, because I know we haven't stocked them, but probably about too many years ago, I was fishing behind the charter boat in an Illinois harbor. I was jigging for perch, and we're at the dock. So, I mean, we're tied up and everything, Jeremiah. And this fish comes straight up like a missile out of a bunker, you know, and it got about 2 feet above my head. And I looked at it and I go, what the heck? I got it into the boat, you know, it took us about 15 minutes to figure out that it's an Atlantic salmon.
Oh, awesome. Yeah,
caught one in my life. I haven't caught one since, but they're becoming more popular again. They're breeding themselves, and you know, that whole thing. So, I mean, I was really happy because I know it didn't come from Illinois at DNR.
yeah. That's another really, I mean, we have so many good stories about fish in Michigan, right? We could talk an hour about it, but that's another collaborative effort that we do with Lake Superior State University. They're on the east side of the UP, and they have a hatchery that, you know, I'm a LSSU alum, so they have a strong fish and wildlife program, but they also have the Atlantic salmon hatchery there. And that's where we go and collect our eggs. So they collect wild broodstock there, and then they provide eggs for the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. And then those in turn go to Platte River and Harrietta State Fish Hatchery. But yeah, boy, Atlantics are a fun fish to catch. I always tell people they're like steelhead on steroids. You they're in your backing before you know it, and you just kind of sit down and pitter patter, and like you said, what the heck was that? You know, they're a neat fish.
They really were. And you know, another thing that, you know, hatcheries wind up doing is you also have to balance your where you're hatching, because you don't want to put in more than that body of water can handle. And if people think that, oh, it'll find something to eat, well, no, it's not. It doesn't have a refrigerator, folks. You really have to, you know, balance what the forage is for them, what you're stocking, what is there maybe reproducing. Would that be a correct statement?
Yeah, sure. In some systems, we would look for that reproduction. Yep.
Because, I mean, this is a whole science, folks.
Yeah, basically when we stock those fish, you know, there's different reasons we can stock fish. Like you said, to supplement year classes, let's say a walleye spawn didn't go real well that fall. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's to reintroduce extinct species. Like we've done the Arctic grayling this year. You know, we've worked with the bands, some of the bands of Indians in the northern lower, and we moved some fish down to Odin State Fish Hatchery, and they did some stream side rearing. So those are working with those individuals. And sometimes it's just to create those unique fisheries. You know, sometimes we're not always looking for that natural reproduction. Obviously that's a bonus in some systems that it does happen, but a lot of our brook trout lakes in the UP, we stock them for anglers, and it's just a really cool place to walk in a mile into a lake and have it to yourself and catch brook trout.
Oh God. Yes. And let me tell you, when you catch a brook trout in a stream, and you know, they're not very large in the stream, but when they move out of the streams into a little bit bigger body of water, they'll grow a little bit. But you know, the worst thing is when you catch it, you want to look at it for a while because they're so dang beautiful.
And they are. I would agree.
They are just so beautiful. You're like, wow, I don't know, look at that. You know, I mean, I when I saw that number of 18.9 million fish, and you know, all of the man hours, the 417 stocking trips across the state, 716 sites, 17 specialized trucks, I think I read. I mean, I'm sitting there going, this is like a factory. And that's what you are. You're a fish hatching factory.
Yeah, that's a good way to explain it and look at it. You know, we have six hatcheries within our state. We have two in the UP, and then we have four in the lower peninsula. And, you know, we're all site specific. So you hinted on it a little bit earlier in our conversation that each hatchery has different water quality parameters. Some are on open water sources, some use wells, some have the ability to warm water. So each hatchery that you visit in Michigan most likely will have a different species than the one you visited the day before. Mm-hmm. So
now to our friends that listen to Chauncey's Great Outdoors in Michigan, which are a lot, really surprised me. Do you ever open the hatcheries up for tours and stuff?
Oh, for sure. Yep. All of our state-run hatcheries are open 7 days a week, pretty much 8 o'clock a.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. And, you know, for larger groups, we ask that you call ahead, and then we can actually give you a hatchery tour, a scheduled tour. But most of the time, there's individuals running around working on the weekends. And if you see somebody out working, feeding the fish or sweeping down a raceway, just ask them questions. You know, we're all in this business because we love hunting and fishing. And mm-hmm. and trust us, we can gab about it as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Most fisheries biologists like to talk. I've learned that.
Right, right.
Jeremiah, I want to thank you and your entire staff that works with you for all the unbelievable, because people, they do a lot of time that's not on the clock. I can tell you that. They put a lot of extra time in, and each one of those little fingerlings are like their children. They watch them so hard. They look at them. They care for them. They test them for any bug that may get into their system. And so, because they don't want to plant something that's going to hurt the other fish. It is really a science of the fish hatchery that a lot of people don't understand. And I just wanted you to come on and talk to a little bit about it so people get a better understanding, my friend.
Well, no, I appreciate the opportunity. It's always good to talk to you. And I hope a lot of your listeners and you yourself get to catch some of those fish on the business end of a rod and reel.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be checking the largemouth bass out in about 2 weeks there.
There you go. Perfect.
Jeremiah, thank you so much for coming on the program. Everyone, this is Jeremiah Blau from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources, Fish Hatchery. And what was the rest of your title?
Health Stocking and Marking Biologist.
You guys got to get your names are getting so long. You need bigger cards.
Right. There you go.
All right, Jeremiah, you have a good day.
Thank you. You as well.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine is the largest London low dealer in the upper Midwest and has a special offer called the Ultimate Sale till September 15th with up to $6,000 off on select 24 and 25 model years of Lund boats that are in stock. That's a great savings. And $500 on 2026 select Lund model boats till September 2nd, all powered by a Mercury outboard motor. There is still plenty of boating time available for you, your family and friends to enjoy a day on the water for great fishing, fall color rides, and special family time with that new Lund powered by that Mercury outboard at that low Waterworks price. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and ask for that Chauncey price.
Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king
Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, fish on.
Hey, this is Michael Waddell with Bone Collector. This August 22nd through 24th, I'm going to be at Deer and Beer Fest in Bloomington, Illinois. For all of you hunters looking for deals, this is the time and place to come find some good deals on all the gear that you're going to be looking for or need this fall. Crack a cold one with me and the boys and look at big bucks and talk deer hunting. I'm telling you, you will not find a better place to kick off this fall's deer season. Come get some deals, bring the family for some fun, and let's hang out at Illinois Deer and Beer Fest.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Black and blue with the hand yellow, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie. You can't go wrong. Easy, little cousin.
Oh, hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Hold on to your seats because we only got a short time before Sports Collecting comes on, and later on, Peggy and Dion will be on, and everybody else in the show program this morning. Hey, from Aiden Fishing Report, he says, Papa, my friends and I are calling ourselves the Bass Pack. We ride our bikes to places to go fishing for bass and anything that want to bite. Joey is Bluegill Joe, Tom is Bullhead Tom, Linda Sue is the Bass Queen, and I'm the Magician, for Fishing Magician. We work the deeper sides of the weed beds and with pre-rigged plastic worms and night crawlers. The bluegill and bullhead took the worms, but bass in the 13 to 15-inch class would hit the worms. The bass queen lost a couple of pounder. It came out of the water about 15 feet in front of us, and it patooied. Well, that's an interesting way of spelling it, Aiden. It patooied the bait back at her. We all were cheering, and those Whack'em silver minnows I got were the hot baits for bigger gills. See you soon, your fishing magician, Aiden. And that was brought to you by our friends at Waterworks Marine. Whoa! That's called being quick. As always, I like to leave you with a Native American proverb. And we'll have more fishing reports on my Facebook page. So check that out at Facebook.com/Chauncey's Great Outdoors. This Native American proverb comes from the Lakota Nation. It says, see how the boy is with his sister and other ones in his home lodge, and you can know how the man will be with your daughter. Very true. See how the boy is with his sister and the other ones in his home lodge, and you can know how that man will be with your daughter. And please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch. We're really borrowing it all from our children's children's children. Want to thank Mario and Hannah for keeping me in line this week. See y'all next week. Where? Right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come and see me at Sticca in Vernon Hills today. Bye.
Back to school is just around the corner. If summer has wreaked havoc on your kid's hair, you might be dreading the process of getting it cleaned up. Luckily, Great Clips is here to help. From overgrown mops to tangled tresses, convenient online check-in makes it easy to get in for a fresh haircut faster. They'll even send you a Ready Next text when you're next for a cut. Your kid's hair will look great for those first day pictures, and Great Clips' everyday low prices will make you smile. The skilled salon stylists at Great Clips will even save your kid's haircut details in clip notes, so the next time you come in, it's even easier than the first, and you've got one less thing on your mind. So if summer fun has done a number on your kid's hair, you know what to do. Get into Great Clips to say goodbye to summer shaggy and hello to school year sharp. Download the Great Clips app today. Back to school haircuts at Great Clips. It's going to be great.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.
For over 20 years, Purple Wave Auction has been the trusted leader in online auctions, offering the easiest way to buy and sell equipment. From bulldozers to backhoes and combines to cranes, we host multiple weekly auctions in construction, ag, and fleet equipment. With our no-reserve format and sell-where-it-sits approach, you can bid on local equipment without waiting for far-off auction dates. Get registered for free.
This is ESPN Chicago, WNVP, WTBC, HD2 Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.